This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us today from Sammy's house is Amber Stovall, developmental director. Amber, welcome to Inside Austin.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, one of the things that makes my job pretty easy here is that I get to be pretty lazy and go, well, tell us about your organization. So go ahead, tell us about your organization. Tell us about Sammy's House and what your mission is.
I would love to tell you more about my organization and our mission. So Sammy's House is a nonprofit organization in Austin, Texas, but we serve the surrounding areas as well. And we have a mission to bridge the gaps in services for children and young adults with special needs. So we serve individuals 0 to 21 through various programs. We operate a child development center here that serves infants up to kindergarten. We also have an after-school program as well as a respite care program that runs on the weekends. So that allows parents and caregivers the opportunity, you know, to kind of to reset. And many of those sessions are free, which is wonderful. We have summer camps for youth and young adults. And we also partner with various organizations to offer a summer work readiness program that allows young adults to build skills, gain confidence, just kind of prepare themselves for entering the workforce. So we have lots of different parts to Sammy's House. All amazing.
So it sounds like basically what it boils down to is that you fill in the gaps that either the school or the community or even the parents are unable to fill themselves.
Right. And we know there are individualized needs, right? And so every child needs something different. And so we try to work to help parents, you know, figure out what those needs are, how to get access to them. So, you know, here at our child development center, we have therapists that come in that help children who need physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy. Our educators work with those therapists to help their kids reach the goals. Those things are done, you know, in-house, which is really wonderful. And, you know, all the communication between the therapists and the teachers and our parents, you know, makes a huge difference.
These things are, you know, they're not the kind of thing that you can just take a pill for or, you know, go through therapy and that they're over. These are things that are lifelong struggles for these young adults and children. And so, as I said, it sort of seems like you guys are the ones that are able to facilitate the transitional periods, maybe is the good word for it, from, you know, once again, the places that the schools and parents and quite frankly, communities are unable to, whether it's through circumstance of lack of resources or even just a... Sometimes it's an unfortunately a conscious choice.
We are very open, and we have children and young adults of all abilities. And so we really pride ourselves on being a center that looks however the community needs us to look. So, you know, during the pandemic, we were able to stay open, thankfully. And so our center consisted of a lot of students whose parents were first responders and who, you know, were working through the pandemic as well. We have times where our enrollment has a lot more children with special needs. Sometimes it's those without special needs. So we really are here for whoever needs us. And I think that is so unique and so special because our classes are very mixed. And so our children are in an environment where it's very diverse, and we practice, you know, inclusion every single day. Just by, you know, just during their regular typical school days. So it's really wonderful.
I would imagine one of the biggest ways that you guys know that you're actually making a difference is based on the fact that that group of people that you are able to help is so diverse. It isn't just a laser focused group where you have, you know, one kind of something or one category of something. You are reaching out to multiple types of disabilities, multiple different, you know, whether it's cognitive or whether it is physical or whatever the case may be. And I have also found that those tend to be the charities that do make the biggest difference on the grassroots level, because they're the ones that are adaptable. You're not looking to specifically cure cancer. You're looking to help this kid down the street.
Right. Yes. And that is a huge deal to us. Yes.
Well, that's where you make the biggest difference is, you know, the seed has to be planted in order to grow. There's a reason why they call it grassroots. It's not a clever marketing tool. Is, you know, you plant the seeds in the community and these things grow and they get bigger. And, you know, you guys are a great example of that, where you can make a difference with a kid. And it's not a matter of whether that kid can pay it forward. It's that you made a difference with that kid.
Right. Exactly. And this Sammy's Health itself, you know, started with our executive director, Isabel, when she had Sammy, who was born with Down syndrome and some heart complications. And it has grown over the last 23 years. And they have continued to add programs to help grow with the child who becomes a young adult, you know, and then is an adult. What programs do we need? Where do we lack services? Is really where we're focusing on the whole, the big picture. And so we're planning to add our own young adult day habilitation program within the next year. So it'll really be from that infancy through adulthood, which is so exciting.
I love that you keep using the word exciting and wonderful and stuff like that. I have noticed, we talked about this a little bit off air in the, before we got started, and that's that it's, I don't like using the word calling, but I don't know what else to refer to it as. I don't know what, I don't know another good term for it. When people are this excited about making a difference, there is something that calling is the only thing I can come up with. And it seems like that applies here to you and your organization, not even just due to the fact that it was born out of circumstance with Sammy. And I'd like to actually hear more about Sammy in a second, but it's also more, you know, how you're able to be this excited about making a difference. And we need more of that in this world.
I think so too. And I think, you know, as a development director, I am focused largely on fundraising so that we're able to continue operations, so that the center and all of our programs have what they need to thrive and to grow, and marketing, like, who are we? I am excited to tell you who we are, because it's an amazing center, because I can walk downstairs and see the families, the children that we are working so hard for. And that makes all the difference.
You mentioned Sammy. I want to hear more about Sammy. I want to hear more about the inspiration behind all of the work that you guys are doing.
Sure. So Sammy's House began November of 1999. So that's when our executive director, she had Sammy and realized quickly that, you know, there weren't really any resources for families in her situation. So families that had children who were medically fragile. And so she reached out and to see if there were other parents who were experiencing the same feelings. And she actually started a small child care center in her home with four medically fragile children. And it really took off from there. And so the nonprofit became Sammy's House. And they opened up the Child Development Center in March of 2000 and have been adding programs since then.
And so for, I'm terrible at math, 23 years now?
23 years, yes. We're 23 years old.
Well, congratulations on making a difference for 23 years. That's you know, that's a big deal. That's something that's worth celebrating and worth acknowledging.
Absolutely.
So speaking of events and things like that, you have mentioned Sammy's House needs funding. And of course, every organization does need funding in order to do these things and needs volunteers and needs the goodwill of the community around us. Coming up soon is your Eat, Drink, and Be Scary event.
That's right. So that is our largest fundraising event of the year. And so that's coming up on October 22nd. It's our 13th annual Eat, Drink, and Be Scary
13.
Ball. And so it includes games, raffles, live and silent auctions, dinner, dancing, I mean, the works. And it's a great opportunity to just for adults to come, have fun, find ways to give back. It's in the spirit of children. So we'll just be playing, having a good time. Costumes are encouraged. There's a costume contest. I mean, it's really a lot of fun.
And that's going to be at the Renaissance Hotel on Arboretum Boulevard in Austin.
That's right.
You refer to it as your annual costume gala supporting Sammy's House. If you need to sum it up in an elevator pitch, that is the money that you give and are able to donate or to buy something in one of the auctions goes straight towards helping this organization help young adults and children out there who are medically fragile. I like that term, as opposed to handicapped or sick or something like that. Medically fragile, that is probably a more apt and accurate description. As I said earlier, this isn't something that you take a pill for or go for treatment. This is something that is a struggle, not just for that child, but for the parents and family around them for a lifetime.
Yeah, well, it's just different ways of doing things, right? And so each one of us are different, and we are able to use the resources, take the time to figure out what each child, how they learn best and what they need to thrive and to grow. And so it takes a center like this to continue to run, to be able to really give the individualized care to each one of our students.
Well, and understanding that that's how it also works is the individualized care. There is no brush strokes, big giant brush strokes that cover these sorts of things. That's how kids get lost in the shuffle, which is how Sammy's House started in the first place, you know, realizing that their kids were falling through the cracks. There weren't the equity of opportunities for every child like there should be.
Right. And so you have one mom is willing to work as hard as she can to you know, if she can't find those opportunities, to create them. And so it's really, you know, I'm going to say wonderful again, because it's really wonderful to be part of something like that and to see her working so hard.
I have noticed there is no stronger force than a mother on a mission.
I believe that also.
If you want something accomplished, that is, if you can put a mother in motion, she will get it accomplished for you. And that you want to talk about amazing forces to watch is to see a mother who is on a mission to do something for not just the good of herself or for her child, but society as a whole.
Right.
So, you know, that is a passion that most people do not understand.
It's very special.
And to make a difference. Not enough, you know, it's if you can make a difference in one person's life, if you can change things around for one person, you know, there's not just the gratification you get out of that, but the betterment for literally the world around you is how you measure those sorts of things.
Right. And there's so many ways to get involved with so many wonderful organizations these days.
And we are talking to Amber Stovall, the development director at Sammy's House. Their upcoming event on October 22nd is Eat, Drink, and Be Scary, which is a Halloween costume event. They have dinner, entertainment, costume contest, live and silent auctions, and various activities. It is their annual costume gala supporting Sammy's House. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Amber, and for getting the word out there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.